We're now on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Dorshei Rishubos, those individuals who expound different psukim that are difficult, that may not have an easy meaning to them, an easily understood meaning, they would say Kulam Bar Melal Mahaba, as opposed to the author of the Mishnah. They held that everyone has a portion in the world to come. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Ligi Lav Limin Hasheva, Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda Mochimo, of Seir, this is a pasuk in Tehillah, in Perek Sabbath. And now we're going to explain this whole pasuk. Li Gilad, to me, is Gilad. So this is the Achav, Shenafal, Ramot Gilad. This is the first Achav who fell in Ramot Gilad. And God said, he's to me. And his death is the Kaparas of Thomas, so he can come to Olam Haba. And also Benasheh, who's Benasheh Kamashmo. Benasheh, the king of Judah. He also has a portion of the world to come. Ephraim Oz Roshi. Ephraim is the strength of my head. Zayirabim dekati may Ephraim. This is the first Yerabim who came from Ephraim. Yehuda machokiki. Yehuda is my legislator. Zayachisofel. Zayachisofel dekasi me Yehuda. That he came from Yehuda and he was the Rebbe of David. So that's why David called him machokiki, my teacher, my legislator. And in the merit of David, his student, he received a portion of the world to come. Moav sirachzi. Moav, Zege Chazi Shalakal Iske Rechitza. So this is Moav. So this refers to Gechazi because he said that Naaman, Elisha said that Naaman should wash to bathe in the river and he'll get cured from his tzaras. Elisha didn't want to take any money, but Gechazi went to Naaman and he wanted payment. Because of that, he was punished with tzaras. And this punishment served as an atonement for sin so that he would achieve a portion in the world to come. Right? He was Sirach Tzi. He was Sar Venitztara. He turned aside and received leprosy because of the issue of the bath of the bathing where Naaman was told to go to the mikvah. El Adom Ashtich Na'aliza Doi Kadomi. That God says, I will put on his shoes of Edom in Olam Haba. This is the verse of Doeg, who is Doeg HaDabi from Edom. And then the Gemara says, Alai pleshes shis ro'ai. This is the end of this pasuk. It says, it's Amar Malachi Ashar Tvin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels from heaven said before God, Yibono Shalom, Master of the world, Yimiyavol, David Shavagas, Lefleish Tivoris, Banecha, Gas. If David comes, and he's the one who killed the Plishti, and he drove out your children from the city of God, so that's Alai Pelesheth. So he says, if you scream about it, if you complain about it, Ma'ato said, what are you going to do to appease him? Amalahem, Alai, Lassosim, Reim, Zel, Zel, Hashem said, I will make them friends. I will be Hisro, i.e., I will make friends between David if he complains that Doeg and Achitofel don't have a portion of the world to come. The connection to this with Pelesheth, because that's when Doeg started to hate David HaMelech or expressly stated his hate for David. After David killed the Plishti, the Torah Chaim points out that Shaul asked, who is this person? Is he fit to become a king? And Doeg said, fit to become a king. Ask if he's fit to enter into Kahal Yisrael because he comes from Moab, he comes from Rus. He had a different view of who could enter into that, who could marry a Jew. We hold Moav Yivla Moavit, that if the woman comes from Moav, so then her descendants can marry into the Jewish nation, but not a Moavi. And Doeg had a different opinion. The Gemara now is going to discuss a conversation that the Navi had, or there's a pasuk which indicates a conversation between the Navi and the Jewish people about doing tshuva, and three different opinions regarding this. First, so the pasuk Yirmiyahu says, why does this nation in Yerushalayim respond with a victorious teshuvah? So Amar Rav, what's the language of Meshuva Nitzachas? Teshuvah Nitzachas, a response that is successful. That you can't respond, that Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael or Navi, the Jewish people responded seemingly good, correct challenge. to the Navi. Amar ha-Navi l'Yisrael chizu b'tshuva. The Navi said to the Jewish people, return to tshuva. Avaseh shenchatu heichanem. Your ancestors, where are they? The tzin, where are they? Amru lo, the Jewish people said back to Navi, neviach m'shalachatu heichanem. And your prophets who didn't sin, where are they? Shenamar the pasuk says, avaseh ha-yehem ha-Navim ha-alom yichyu. Your fathers, where are they? But the Navim, are they going to live forever? So they also not, they're also not alive. So what they're challenging Schar Vonesh. That if you follow the will of God, you're going to receive, if you don't follow the will of God, you're going to be punished. So the Navi tells the people that their ancestors are dead. But the people say back to Navi, well, the Navim were also not alive. Are they alive? So however, the Chazu v'Hodu, so the Bnei Israel then admitted to the words of the Navi, Shemar's Pasuk says, after Rav'chukai Shetzibitzia, so with that Navim, etc. My words, my statutes, I commanded my servants in Navim, so then they will, they admitted that they will listen to the words of the Navi. What changed their mind? Changed their mind, says the Marsha, is that, yeah, it's true that both the Navi and the Bnei Israel's ancestors are no longer alive. But the difference is that Avosechem, the ancestors of the Bnei Israel, who committed sin, so they died b'misa meshuna, an unnatural death. Harvim lo miyichu, will the Navim always live forever? No, they're going to die, but they die naturally. So this was a challenge, according to Rav, of Schar Va'onesh. Shmuel Amar, he says, it's a different challenge. Bo asar b'nei adam, 10 people came. Why 10 people? Yun Yaakov says, to publicize it. Pirsume milsa, boy. They want to publicize this. V'yashu lefanav, and they sat before the Navi. Amar lahem, the Navi said to them, chizu b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amar lo, return in tshuva. Amar lo, they said to him, Evet shemcha rabo v'isha shiger shabala, klum yesh lezeh alzeh klum. If a slave is sold by his master, a wife is divorced by her husband, do they have a claim? Does the husband have a claim on her? Does the master have a claim on the slave? They no longer have a relationship. So what's their claim? Their claim is that after the Beis Midrash was destroyed, Kadosh Baruch Hu severed his relationship with us. Amar lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu got to back to them, Lechem or Lahem, go tell them. Did I send your mother a get, effectively? Or among my people that my creditors, did I sell you to the creditor? I didn't sell anything. No, by your sins you were sold, and by your sins your mother was sent away, but this wasn't permanent. And when you do tshuva, then I will return to you. I know my Reish Lakish. This is what Reish Lakish said. My Yisli was the pasuk when it says David Avdi and Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. Why are both David and Nebuchadnezzar referred to as God's servant? So Galibia Dua Lifnei Mishamar Hayolam. It was revealed to Hashem. Shasim Yisrael Lomar Kach. That the Bnei Israel are going to say, "Ah, we're sold to Nebuchadnezzar, and we no longer have relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu." The field Hikdim Kadosh Baruch Hu crowed Ado. Therefore, Hashem proceeded and called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. If a servant purchases property, so to whom does the servant belong? To whom does the property belong? Belongs to the master. So Nebuchadnezzar is God's Eved, and therefore, even though the Bnei Israel are now Avadim to Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar is a servant to God, and therefore the Bnei Israel still belong to God. And the Gemara brings another pasuk relating to this topic. Vaha'ola aruchachem. What emerges from your spirit? Hayolo tia asher atem omim niya kagoyim kumishchos haratzos the shoreis eitz v'evan. You're not going to be that which you say. We want to be like the nations, like the families of the land. We want to serve wood and stone. Chay ori nu mashem by the life of God. Elokim imlo biyad chazakal v'zor n'tuya v'chem ashucham loch alechem. You think that you're going to be like the other nations to serve these statues. I'm going to rule over you with a strong hand, an outstretched arm, and with a lot of anger. Meaning, when the Bnei Israel sin and Hashem's not leaving them, He's going to rule over us with strength, with fear, forcibly. We can't. The relationship cannot be severed. Rav Nachman, Kolki Ahai Ritzcha Lirtach Rechmon Alan V'lif Rokinan, said, Halavai, that God should get angry at us, like all the anger that is said in this pasuk from Yecheskel, And then he can redeem us from galus, and he can rule over us against our will. We like that better. That the Gemara brings the third explanation of what this seemingly victorious response was. V'Yisrael l'mishpat elokav yoredu. So he's like a pasuk Yeshaya. What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Amal Han Navi. Navi says to the Jewish people, Chizur b'tshuva, return in tshuva. Amal said to him, Einu nechom yetzer hara shalei padu. We can't. The Yetzer Hara is ruling over us. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Yisru Yitzrechem. Yasru Yitzrechem. You should make your Yetzer Hara suffer. Do tshuva. Amar Lahem, he said to him, Elokav yoredu, God show us. So that means, V'Yisro l'mishpat. How do we make the Yetzer Hara suffer, so that, or how can we control our Yetzer Hara so we can do tshuva? And so if we make the Yetzer Hara suffer, then we'll be able to overcome it, and we need help, and we can't do it ourselves. So this claim is basically saying it's not our fault, it's our Yetzer Hara. We don't know how to control Yetzer Hara. And it's also wrong, because we have what's called free will, as Yad Rabbah says, and also Hashem, the Midah of Hashem is that essentially, Shem can do whatever he wants, but Shem gives us an opening, and he will help us follow whatever we decide by free will. So we are in control. These are three different claims when Bnei Yisrael are punished. It's not fair, the reward and punishment. Number two, maybe we don't have a relationship with Hashem anymore. And number three, it's not our fault to say Yitzhara. How can we control Yitzhara? And we respond, and the Gemara gives a response to all of these three complaints. The Gemara now says, Arba'ah Hedyotos, there are four non-kings, who do not have a portion of the world to come. Bilam, Doeg, Achisof, and Gehazi. So first we're going to talk about Bilam. So who is Bilam? So the Gemara says, Bilam, Bilam, he was without a nation. So either means that he actually did not have a chelek with Am Yisrael, or maybe he was not considered as part of any nation. The Maral says, if you don't have it, you can't get a portion of the world to come if you aren't part of a nation. You have to be connected to some nation to get a portion of the world to come. You have to be part of something larger than yourself. Bilam Shabilam, he confused the Bnei Israel through his plan they give to Balak to cause the Bnei Israel to sin by the daughters of Moab. Ben Baor, one named Ben Baor, Shaba Al Ba'ir, that he had relations with an animal. That was the donkey they was riding on. Tana, learn a brisa, who Baor, who Kushan Mishasayim, who Lavan Harami. He is Baor, Kushan Mishasayim, and Lavan Harami. Same person. Now, first of all, does that mean that? So the Rashi says that the father of Bilam was Kushan Mishasayim and Lavan. But the Hagosu Tzionim said it's really a tosof, or it's a typo. It means that Bilam himself is the same person as Kushan Mishasayim, the same person as Lavan. Now, obviously, they live years apart. So Ibn Ezra says that Bilam is not Lavan. It's just a drasha, but it's not to be taken literally. The Ibn points out that maybe one was the Gilgal of the other. And the Gemara says, Ba'or Shaba al Ba'ir. You can say that they had the same mahalach, same approach. Ba'or Shaba al Ba'ir, he had relations with an animal. Kushan Rishasayim, why is it called Kushan Rishasayim? He was the king of Aram who, in Seva Shoftim, enslaved the Bnei Israel during the time of the judges, in the time of the Shoftim. So what's this? Right, so Kushan Rishasayim, like plural, David Shtei Rishios Bisho, he did two wicked acts among the Jewish people. Achaz Mir Yaakov, one in the days of Yaakov, because he wanted to kill him and his children. As opposed to the Arami Obed Avi, that Lavan wanted to destroy everything. Achaz Mir Shvot HaShoftim, and one during the judges, when he enslaved the Jewish people. Mashma, what's his real name? Lavan HaRami Shmo, his name is Lavan. Ksiv Ben Boor, it's written in Ben Boor. Ksiv Beno Boor, and says another place that his son is Boor. His father's Boor, his son's Boor. Amar Yochanan Aviv Beno, who Lebinvius. Bilam's father was like his son in prophecy, meaning he was not as great a prophet as Bilam was. But his father's name
was Beor. Bilam, who lost Ilame Dasi, Bilam did not have a portion of world to come. Ha Shar Goyim Achrine Asud. Does that mean the rest of the nations in there do have a portion of world to come? Right? Because when the Mishnah says these people don't have a portion of world to come, it just lists Bilam. Does that mean all the other non Jews have a portion of world to come? Mani, Masis Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, he, it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya. We have this Brisa, which says the debate between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says, Yeshua Rishon Lishola Kol Goyim Shechei Elokim. So we're trying to explain this Pesukim in Tehillim. So Yeshua Rishon Lishola, the wicked people return to Gehenna. Elu Poshe Yisrael, these are the Jewish sinners who don't have a portion of the world to come. And Kol Goyim Shechei Elokim, Elu Ovdei Kochavim. So all the non-Jews who forget God, they're also going to go to Sheol, also going to Gehenna. And that's referred to non-Jews, all non-Jews. Divrei Rabbi Lezer, this is Rabbi Lezer. So no one has a portion of the world to come. Amar Rishu, Rishu is back to Vechidei Mar, Bechol Goyim, to say, in or with Al Goyim, they forget God. But it says that only the Goyim, only the non-Jews who forget God, not all the nations. With all that the wicked people will go to Sheol with all the non-Jews. No, that's not what it means. It means that the wicked people will go to Gehenna, and all non-Jews who forget God will go. Right, Ella, Yeshua Rishon Lishola, the wicked people are going to go down to Gehenna. Mani, who are they? Kol Goyim Shechei Elokim. All those non-Jews who forget God. So it means that the other people could have a portion of the world to come. Other non-Jews could have a portion. Bilam himself did not. Va'af also Russia, Dosan Siyum Batman, even Bilam himself, his wicked person, gave a sign to himself. Amar, he said, Tamus Nafshi Moshe Sharm, that I should die the death of righteous people, and then Usi Achrisi Kamo, and then my end will be like him, meaning Im Tamus Nafshi Moshe Sharm, if I die, Benachat, if I die in my bed, Ti Achrisi Kamo, so I'll have a portion of the world to come. Bibla, if not, he ni Olech Lami. And I'm going to go to Gehenna like the other nations. So Bilam basically prophesied that he hoped that he would die a natural death. He ended up not dying a natural death, therefore he did not get a portion in the world to come. The Orach Yishar, he says, I understand. He's prophesizing still and he's rejecting God. Like, what's going on here? So he believed in the concept of Echdev Ashiv, that he thought that he could sin and then afterwards do tshuva and they get Olam, he wanted Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. He wanted, he wanted to destroy Bnei Israel and align with Balak. He wanted Olam HaZeh, but he also wanted Olam HaBa. So he thought that I can sin now and I'll do tshuva. But that, as we know, that approach in Maseches Yoma does not work.